I'm Hallie Thatcher, and this is my new concept in eco-friendly home design. I'd like to tell you the story of how I carried out my dream of creating a sustainable pop-up house, which can be customized and built anywhere.
Support of viewers, hello, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today, in part one of a two-part program, we meet an artist from the USA named Hallie Thatcher, who is behind a fascinating new concept in simple home building, a green and stylish house that comes to the consumer ready to assemble, the pop-up house. The pop-up house is a kit set of components that are locally sourced to the extent possible, transported, flat-packed, and erected on-site. The home was designed with sustainability in mind, from the use of green building materials to its energy-efficient facade. Ms. Thatcher, who is also the founder of Houseport LLC, which sells the kits, has built in Petaluma, California, USA, a model home which is truly an innovatively designed residence. Now let's hear how the idea for the pop-up house was born.
I've been an artist for, I think, maybe 25 or 30 years, and I started my career in Los Angeles and moved to New York permanently in the late 80s, and I started as a painter, but slowly evolved into becoming a sculptor, and actually that led to more construction-type projects, and I would go on site and build things. So the story begins when I've decided to go do something in the desert, because having been in New York for so long, I wanted to be somewhere warm. And when I had lived in L.A., we used to go out to Palm Springs a lot, and I loved the desert. So I went out there. I actually had a realtor friend of mine who called me and told me about these two cinder block houses near Joshua Tree. So I bought them sight unseen, and a few months later came out and he drove me to these two houses that were actually on the side of a mountain. So I took one look at them, and I had no idea what I was going to do with them because they were so small, and I wanted to expand the space, and I wanted to do something conceptual with it to change its composition. So somehow I came up with the idea of putting what I call a houseport over it, which is a prefab agricultural shed that you can see all over in farmlands everywhere. But I think in retrospect, I remember it came to me subconsciously, because growing up driving on the highway with my parents, I used to see those prefab agricultural sheds with tractors and hay under them. And I just loved the spatial aspect of the object of the tractor with this huge amount of space around it. So that's what I did. And then I just decided to call it a houseport because it did remind me of somewhat of what a carport would be like, you know. So that's how that began.
The houseport style provides a unique open-air living experience, and Ms. Thatcher says it offers some excellent benefits in terms of living space and saving on energy costs.
I didn't really realize some of the advantages of the agricultural house porch that I put up until I was living there. Because then what happened was, by the time it had been completed, it was getting pretty hot in the desert. But I realized that with the doors open, because I also had I had doors put on all sides of this small house, so you'd open the doors and the air would circulate and naturally cool your environment. So I didn't need to use any air conditioning. And it was very pleasant because you had your interior space, but then you would walk outside underneath the metal roof and with this extended space that I had done with pavers. You had this in-between transitional space which felt really comfortable, and yet you were not totally outside and you weren't inside.
Aside from the energy-conserving facade, what other sustainable features does the pop-up house incorporate?
How eco-friendly is it? And what are the eco-friendly features?
By using recyclable materials, steel, and then also by putting it up, you don't have to use air conditioning because it naturally cools your environment. It extends your living space. I had put curtains up so that you could enclose it. So you just felt like it was a sustainable, affordable, eco-friendly, low impact, easy to maintain. It had a lot of good qualities, and you didn't have to use a lot of materials in order to have your extended living space. Also, when I did the pop-up house later, it had a huge footprint for solar, because the one in Petaluma is going to have off-the-grid solar. So that expansive metal roof is really a great way to have a solar system on your roof, because there's a lot of space to put the panels.
We'll be right back after the following brief message. When we return, we will hear more from Hallie Thatcher about the process involved in building a pop-up house. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology as we continue our feature on Hallie Thatcher's Pop-Up House, the recipient of the 2010 Green Apple Award for Outstanding Contributions to a Sustainable Lifestyle. The honor was given by the Los Angeles, USA-based Green Lifestyle Film Festival. The Pop-Up House is an elegant, eco-friendly housing solution for the 21st century. From the use of flat-packed, locally sourced components to utilizing non-toxic and green building materials, Ms. Thatcher says she has designed the pop-up house to be as energy efficient as possible. The basic prefabricated modules covered by a carport-style roof means that constructing a pop-up house is easier than building a conventional home from the ground up. Let's now hear more from Hallie Thatcher about the process involved in setting up a pop-up house.
How long does it take to build a house for?
The prototype that we did, because you have to understand that the concept that I created in the desert, I went on to make it a flat pack. I wanted to be able to do something from the ground up. So I decided to design a very simple interior space, which turned out to be 2 cubes. They come flat packed, so in order to do the one that you'll see here, the prototype, which is a total footprint of 5,400 square feet, and we did it in 12 weeks from raw land to moving in.
Ms. Thatcher says a pop-up house can be easily erected by anyone with sufficient building experience. When putting up the house in Petaluma, her construction team was confronted with some minor challenges along the way.
Building the actual house was not a problem. That really was amazing. You know, even from the foundation, we used recycled concrete. But the infrastructure, being on this ranch, there hadn't been a lot of maintenance done. So things had deteriorated, like the pipes and the bridges and things like that. So that's what kind of slowed us up. Be digging a trench and then all of a sudden a pipe from 150 years would break, and so we had to do repairs on that. So those were the problems. But the house itself was very easy.
The bridge that had been taking 80,000 pound hay trucks over it, the first operator of big machinery, he took one look at the bridge underneath it and said, I'm not going over that. So then we had to stop. And we had to deal with that.
We're going to support it temporarily, take all of this out.
successfully completing her house in just 3 months, Hallie Thatcher was sure that her design could be beneficial to others looking to build a relatively affordable home that is modern, in style, classy, and green, with a construction cost of less than $100 per square foot.
After building your house, how did you decide to start up a business to sell the product, sell the solution?
Once I built the prototype, I felt like, because I had originated the concept and it had worked so well, and I just thought I wanted people to be able to have a product or be offered a product that was sustainable. So here was a house that I could build that was affordable. It was 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. It was sustainable. We used eco-friendly materials. It was spacious.
Home's cube modules are made from structural insulated panels, or panels which are made by sandwiching a core of rigid foam plastic insulation between 2 structural skins of oriented strand board. They are well insulated and stronger than the conventional wood frames that are used extensively in the USA to build residences. Ms. Thatcher now explains more about the pop-up house package.
The pop-up house package, you get the architectural drawings, you get engineered drawings for both the house port, which is the metal super secondary roof, you get the components of the house port, you get the metal roof, and you get the cubes, the panels for the cubes. I compare it to putting together a piece of furniture, an IKEA piece of furniture, a flat pack piece of furniture, only it's bigger and takes a little longer, but because it's basically a step-by-step process. And you have all the DVDs and the manual, and we have a guide that really takes you through it, step one, step two, step three. So it's really a building that's basically glue and screw. So you just have to just prepare the land, do your rough-in, do your foundation, and then the flat pack panels come, you put that up. So it's a process that literally goes from point A to point B.
Kudos, Ms. Hallie Thatcher, for transforming your artistic vision into a sustainable housing solution for a contemporary world. Please join us again next week for part 2 of our program, where we will learn more about the pop-up house as Ms. Thatcher takes us on an intriguing guided tour of her Petaluma home. For more details on the pop-up house, please visit www.ehouseport.com. Thank you, peace-loving viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, following noteworthy news. May everyone be eternally blessed with the everlasting joy of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.